Now, I am fortunate enough to have Matt Ellis on the line with us this morning. Are you there, Matty?
Very good morning to you, Ty. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's such a joy to be back.
Enjoying hearing you on the airwaves, mate. It's a bit like when you mentioned earlier, it could be the last time. All I could think of was John Farnham's career. That couldn't be his last one, might be his last one, so I'm hoping it's not your last one, mate.
And I think you get to the point where you just stop believing them, don't you? You go, stop promising if you're not going to deliver, John Farnham. Stop saying you're going to leave, and then you keep coming back. he's not the only one, though, is he? I think Cold Chisel's done the same. They brought out a new song last year, which I like, by the way, but... You do kind of think, oh, come on, give us a rest. You don't need another car.
I think there's just something inside us that just wants to have one more crack.
Yeah.
You know, like, I just think, oh, yeah, just one more.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, that's right. Although this will be probably the perfect segue to say, what an amazing note to finish your Australian career on for Mike Hussey last night in the Big Bash.
Oh, it couldn't have been better scripted. Well, it could have been better scripted. He could have gone out and
scored the winning runs.
Scored the winning runs. But for the game to go down to the wire like it did, it was phenomenal. And Mike Hussey, I just love the way he conducts himself on and off the field. He cops what most people would label a fairly rough caught behind decision in the semi-final, and he handled that beautifully. He just walked off the field, just respected the umpire's decision, and he has led that group of players from being the cellar dwellers of the Big Bash League to BBL 05 champions, and I don't think it could have happened to a nicer bloke.
Yeah, agreed. On his mum's birthday too.
On his mum's birthday.
Gotta love that. Although mum would have been happy either way, both her boys playing.
Yeah, she probably would have been happy to see her son David get a bowl and get a wicket.
Yes, yeah.
The biggest wicket in world cricket at the moment.
Yeah, now talk us through the game. There's quite a lot that happened in that 40 overs, wasn't there?
It was a very good game of cricket. The Sydney Thunder winning the toss and electing to bowl first, which is kind of the new batting first. It used to be you win the toss, you bat first automatically, but there's been a few teams deciding they prefer to chase than to set totals in this Big Bash competition. And it's worked for the Thunder here. And it wasn't looking good for them when Kevin Peterson was in. He was looking in sublime touch last night. And he is a really big stage player, Kevin Peterson. 74 from just 39 balls.
Yeah.
And then when he got out, it was almost an anti-climax. He just chipped one straight back to Chris Green, the off-spinner, and people weren't sure what had actually happened. and he was out, and that kind of slowed things down a little bit for the Melbourne Stars. And three wickets on the last three balls of the innings, the old team hat-trick for finishing off for the Thunder, meant that it was 9 for 176 at the close.
A very respectable score.
Yeah, a more than respectable score. I think about 172 is the average winning score at the MCG, so it's only a little bit above that.
Yep.
That's if I remember that number correctly. That could be
I'm pretty sure you have.
And, yeah, the bowlers bowled well. Andre Russell, 1 for 30. Shane Watson, I thought, was outstanding. He bowled three overs, 2 for 17, very economical, and getting the breakthroughs, 1 for 44 Mackay, 1 for 24 for Callis, 1 for 24 for Ahmed, and 2 for 37 for Green. The Thunder run chase started beautifully. It was looking very good indeed. Then there's a few wobbles there with Callis and Watson going. Hussey came in and made 18 from 15 balls. And then when Khawaja went for 70 off 40, he burned a full toss straight to the fielder.
Wasn't that a pie? Wasn't that a pie out of the hand of Dave Hussey, by the way?
Oh, golden arm, David Hussey. Brings himself on the bowl, gets the big wicket, and then doesn't bowl again for some reason.
Yep.
I think he knows why.
He's smart.
I think he knows why I didn't bowl again.
Smart enough to know why not to.
very good captaincy. And then Adam Blizzard came in and smashed him round a bit. So did Andre Russell, he smashed him round. Then Adam Blizzard got run out. Chris Green came in, was looking good, and then he tried to end it in one hit. He was caught. And then our man, Denny
Rohrer. Oh, I was hoping you...
Buckets Radio.
I was hoping you were feeling the same, because I was thinking, come on, Ben. You're our man. Like, for the good of radio, community radio in Gloucester, score the winning runs and stick around till the end. And he was the last... He was the last batting hope there, really, wasn't he?
Well, Chris Hartley, a very accomplished batsman coming in at number nine or whatever he came in, he scored first-class hundreds. I think he scored 100 in a Sheffield Shield final, Chris Hartley.
There you go.
When playing for Queensland. And he's won dual Big Bash titles. He won a Big Bash title with Brisbane.
That's right. And Ben Rohrer won with the Sixers, didn't he?
I don't think he did win with the Sixers. I think he left the Sixers and then the Sixers won and the guys all... Rubbed it in.
He did talk about how
he might have been there. Yeah, I can't remember exactly whether he was there and then left or something like that. But Ben Rohrer, with only two runs to win, just bombs it straight down the ground for six, and I was going nuts. Just celebrating. I think I set my Fitbit off. I was celebrating so hard. An outstanding result for the Sydney Thunder. They really have worked hard on and off the field to set a culture in the club, and they've certainly done that well. I'll just run you through the bowling for the Melbourne Stars versus the bowlers for them. Stoinis, 3 for 30, bowled outstandingly well. David Hussey, 1 for 9, 2 for 32 for Adam Zampa, getting the big wicket of Michael Hussey, as well as the wicket of Jarek Callis. So they were the wicket takers for the Stars. Player of the match, no surprises, Mkhwanazi, outstanding from him. Player of the tournament, from the Brisbane Heat, Chris Lynn. He was also the leading run scorer for the tournament. Mind you, the Thunder batsman, Usman Khawaja, was catching up. So
give him a couple more games and he would have caught him. Isn't it just incredible form that he's in at the moment?
Well, it's like he's playing at another level. I remember watching Brad Hodge play the Big Bash a few years ago when Brad Hodge was in his prime, and it looked like he was at another level to the rest of the competition. And Usman Khawaja, he has been simply scintillating for the Thunder. Everything looks like it's coming out of the middle. He doesn't even look like getting out of there. Last night, there were some controversial LBW decisions.
They really were. They really were with the benefit of technology. There was two, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was two. The second one was definitely not out. It pitched outside leg stump.
Okay.
But the first one looked borderline, and...
this is borderline from a Sydney Thunder fan, by the way, everyone.
Well, there's a lot of Melbourne Stars fans that would have called the decision a disgrace, but I think it's just one of those ones where the umpire, in the heat of the moment, has to make a quick decision and erred on the side of the batsman, and I think that's fair enough. If he thought it pitched outside leg stump, it would have been dreadful. Had it gone the other way, had it been totally missing the stumps and given out.
It's the beauty of sport, really, isn't it? There's that room for error makes it just a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, you know, fielders drop catches, people miss runouts, all those sorts of things. Players make mistakes in every game, and I think that one, I think you've got to say the umpire made the best decision he could at the time, and it happened to be a good one for the Thunder, so no complaints.
Yeah, well, in the words of the great man Mike Hussey, it doesn't matter what I think, it's what the umpire thinks. That was his words, and I thought that's exactly what we need to hear. Doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah.
I'm not the umpire. I'm getting paid to play. He's getting paid to umpire. So let them do their job.
Yeah, absolutely. Have we got time to just run through the top few leading run scorers and wicket takers?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. So Chris Lynn, leading run scorer for the tournament, 378. Usman Khawaja, in half as many games, 345 runs at an average of 172.5.
Yep.
Just insane.
Yep.
Kevin Peterson, 323. Mike Hussey, 306. And Travis Head, 299. They're the top five on the batting list. And then in the bowling department, Clint McKay from the Thunder, leading wicket taker with 18. Rashid from the Strikers and Andre Russell from the Thunder, both on 16. High from the Scorchers on 13. And Lachlan and Zampa on 12, rounding out the best bowlers in the Big Bash competition this year.
So the stats are actually in favour of the winning team in the BBL there. Like, two of their bowlers are the top bowlers, and
yes,
two of their batters are in the top five.
Yeah. And considering the Thunder actually lost four games through the season, they lost to the only team that finished in the top four that beat them was actually the Perth Scorchers. Yeah. All the other games they lost were to teams that didn't make the semi-final. So that's interesting in itself, I think.
Yeah. Great stuff. Now, we do have more cricket to talk about.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the Women's Big Bash final as well, Sydney Thunder playing in that one against the Sydney Sixers. Now, the Sydney Sixers lost their first six games in the Women's Big Bash League and needed to win their next six to make the semi-final, and I think they won eight in a row, to make the semi-finals. And that's outstanding in itself. So for the Sydney Sixers to even be there yesterday at the MCG was an outstanding achievement. Led by Elise Terry, she's an outstanding leader and sportswoman, done a great job with the Sydney Sixers to get them back on track there. They batted first and made 7 for 115. No one really got a big score. There were some mid-range scores in there with Healy making 19 from 20, Gardner making 20 from 16, McGlashan 20 from 21, and Angela Reeks at the end, 23 not out from 18 balls. Erin Osborne did a great job. It was the slower bowlers that did the damage there in the middle. Maisie Gibson, 2 for 21. Erin Osborne, 3 for 21. And Renee Farrell, she's had an outstanding tournament. New ball bowler for the Southern Stars and Sydney Thunder, 2 for 22. A Richie Beno special, that one. 2 for 22.
Yeah, good work.
And the Thunder, they got the wobbles a bit. They waited till the last over to get the runs. 7 for 116. Haynes at the top of the order, 37. Stefani Taylor, the West Indies import, 27. Alex Blackwell, the skipper, 30. And they got there in the end, taking a sneaky run. And there was a run-out chance, but the girls got home and won the match. So
a great day for the Thunder.
A massive day for the Thunder. Erin Osborne, player of the match. The Sixers bowling, 1 for 11 for Cap and 1 for 22 for Elise Perry and 2 for 19 for Sarah Ailey. Player of the series was Southern Stars captain Meg Lanning. She was simply outstanding throughout the tournament. 560 runs at an average of 56. At a strike rate of 113.82, 57 boundaries and 9 sixes for the tournament. So
yeah, that'll do it.
And that's what we've come to expect. People who've followed women's cricket for a long time just know that that's the calibre of Meg Lanning and what she can do. And it's great that she's in good form because the Aussie girls have got a series starting up against the Indian girls tomorrow on Australia Day. So wishing the Southern Stars all the best for that. And the Australian men's team starting their T20 series against the Indians as well. So plenty of cricket for your Australia Day tomorrow. And great to see the Women's Big Bash so prominent in our thinking throughout this summer.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Now, Matt, I'm just looking at my phone and it's about to run out of charge, and I would hate to be able to not round off well. So I probably should finish up there, but thank you so much for all your sporting help this morning.
No worries. So I'm really looking forward to hearing the remaining songs on your top 15 of 15.
Oh, we're getting into the hairy end.
I'm expecting Angry Anderson's Down for Glory maybe being up there around one or two.
I think it's coming just in before Noise Works. Take Me Back. That
great.
that's gonna be definitely up there. do you want to throw in a quick plug for Extra Cover for those who don't know?
Oh yeah, we're on tonight, 7 o'clock. Lots of Big Bash to wrap up, so make sure you tune in. We've got some fairly detailed analysis of the tournament and the stats and all that sort of thing. So 7 till 8 tonight, right here on 104.1 FM Buckets Radio.
Matt Ellis, legend. Thank you so much.
Yes,
I. Alrighty, see you, mate. There is Matt Ellis, our sports reporter.